Wednesday, we celebrated Purple Heart Day. A two-time Purple Heart recipient has turned his life-altering injuries into a mission that is to help his fellow veterans overcome their personal struggles following military service.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Gade enlisted in 1992, serving over 25 years as an armor officer. In August of 2004, he found himself in Iraq.
In a nice little nasty place called Ramadi, west of Baghdad, in 2004 and a few days in 2005. And I was wounded in action twice, decorated for valor. And the second time I was wounded was very serious. I ended up losing my right leg at the hip and spending a year in the hospital.
While recovering, he decided to remain in the Army and later taught at West Point from 2011 until he retired in 17. He also worked in the U.S. Department of Labor helping veterans find employment and has taught at American University. Today, Gade serves as an advisory council member at America's Warrior Partnership, where he focuses on enhancing veterans' lives through the coordination of local services. AWP is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. Its veteran-led team has served more than 60,000 veterans nationwide. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Temps a lot cooler than days past. Now, it's still going to be warm with a high of 87 degrees, but definitely not as hot as how we started off the week. Mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of a shower or storm, even though some rain, a couple of rumbles of thunder expected, not expecting anything severe. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now, cloudy skies, 73 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 30 miles per hour. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, August 8th, 2024. It was on this date in 2009. Sonia Sotomayor was sworn in as the U.S. Supreme Court's first Hispanic and third female justice. That was in the year 2009. Fashion house Dolce & Gabbana has launched a new alcohol-free perfume for dogs. It's called Fifi, in honor of Domenico Dolce's poodle. But not all vets and pet owners agree that it's safe or appropriate. The perfume costs 99 euros, that's $108, and has been certified suitable for animal use. Dolce & Gabbana say it follows a safe pet cosmetics protocol designed to ensure a degree of vanity, of safety, that is, of cosmetic products for animals comparable to that required for humans. So apparently they think it's safe for your dog to put on a little high karate there or whatever. But all the veterinarians, not all agree on the use of perfumes for dogs, as they may interfere with the animal's sense of smell and cover up bad odors that could be a symptoms of diseases. So you got to make sure you know what your dog smells like, what the stink is there.
Well, if you want to cough up $100 for the safe pet cosmetics, do whatever
doggy,
you want.
Doggy perfume?
Mm-hmm.
All right, while you're here, let's
see. Can you really, truly ever get rid of that smell of wet socks or whatever it
whatever.
Is?
I don't know. I got another poll for you, Ted. I know you love polls. More than 40% of Americans report feeling depressed and or anxious around the election season. That's according to a special edition of the GeneSight Mental Health Monitor from Myriad Genetics, a genetic testing and precision medicine company. You can find out more about that if you want on our webpage, knssradio.com. All right, had another day on Wall Street yesterday where we're trying to figure out what's going on with the prices. We'll tell you about that in a moment here, but where did I have my notes? Dow was down over 400, I believe it was. Was
it not good? Mm.
Yeah. The old 401k.
Another down day.
The old 401k taking a
break. Monday was a terrible day.
Yep. And they got some of it back.
Some back, and now lost a bunch again yesterday.
Okay. I'll just take a look. I'm going to take a look again at the radar, see where it is, where the showers are. Looks like we've got some, according to the radar, Wichita's getting some rain right
coming
now.
Coming through about now, yeah.
Yeah. And it's moving. It's all moving to the east. over toward the eastern part of the state and much of east and southeast.
Unfortunately,
Kansas.
A lot of it seems to be developing to the east of Lake Cheney. We need it to develop to the west.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this as you speak of the radar, and the green shadow is there, and then right in the middle of the green shadow, I can see this little blue strip, Cheney Reservoir. You can see it because nothing's falling on it.
But,
They get some rain out to the west of there. Maybe it'll get in the old
Minnesota. That'd be nice.
Come floating down in Minnesota. That'll be good. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
You know, Tom, we talk about the price of beef. I was at the store the other day. A pound of hamburger costs the same as a bag of Cheetos. Cheetos are dang expensive.
Oh. How about Fritos?
Yeah, all those chips.
Like four and a half.
All those bags are like $6 for a little bag.
$4.50, $5
a bag.
Yeah. I noticed that the other day, too.
Keep in mind, when you're buying those chips, you're also buying air.
I'm not buying those chips anymore because it costs $6 a bag.
I'm with you.
Well, they used to be like $2.50. I felt like what?
I felt like going to tell the guys from Frito-Lay's, hey, you know what? That's too much money.
Yeah, I'm not buying this.
You know, I like my good chip
Your ribeyes and everything are a lower price than what they were a year ago, but hamburger prices are still staying up there very high. Of course, hamburger is the most used beef cut there is.
Well, yeah, you can use it in a lot of dishes and so forth, right? So
yes.
All right. Well, that automatic triggers in the market like that with the you're right. I would say that might be something that shouldn't be allowed.
Well, the worst thing about it brings about a lot of trading, and the CME group looks at it as dollars coming into their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame when we look at that instead of looking at what it does to our markets.
Whatever happened to going out and earning a dollar by working?
That's getting to be something you don't hear much about anymore.
Interesting concept.
You can earn it, but it sure doesn't go very far.
Yeah. All right.
It's a little bit like common sense. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, we got artificial intelligence. Right. What we need is artificial common sense. No.
That's right.
All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker this morning. Things to buy in August. Get your checkbook ready. Here it comes. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.